Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And once again, welcome back, Stephen. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
Very good.
Excellent, excellent. I am excited about today's program because every time we're together, I learn a lot.
Well, I hope you're going to find this as exciting as I am. This upcoming October, for four straight Tuesdays, and that's October 1st, the 8th, the 22nd, and the 29th, I will be leading my annual Lincoln seminar, and this year I'm doing an in-depth study of the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Ooh.
And many people think they know what those debates are about, and they believe it's been considered the epic debate style and mode that they believe current debates are following when you see presidential debates and town hall debates and things of this nature, which is highly untrue. And the debates are still very relevant, but not for the reasons most people think. And they're very difficult to read. So if you were to sit down today and open a book on the Lincoln-Douglas debates and think, I'm just going to read them, you'd probably find yourself very confused and frustrated and bored after about 15 to 20 minutes because you would have no clue what it is they're talking about.
Okay.
And it was a political debate forum that was going on, and it had to do with things that were going on in Illinois and national politics. You have to be familiar with the types of legislation that were coming down at that time, what implications that had for Americans. And so when you look at the state of Illinois, you have the northern part of Illinois, which was solidly Republican, the southern tip, which was solidly Democrat, and this middle part of the state is your swing votes, as we would know them today.
Yeah.
And Lincoln and Douglas are after those swing votes. So I'm going to be doing a rhetorical study of what they said, how they said it, how they tried to trap their opponents rhetorically, but what's all the background about the debate. So I'm really excited about it.
Where are these debates going to be held at, and how do people do they register?
No, it's all free and open to the public. I would direct them to go to our website, which is www.schrc.org. The last few years, we've actually been holding the classes at the museum. So I would anticipate that we're probably going to be back at the museum.
And again, that's coming up in October, so get the dates on your calendar. I know for the past couple weeks, we've been talking about a lot of dates, but hey, there's a lot of exciting things happening at the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Thank you for your time, sir, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Terry.
All right.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.